Welcome to Squawk 1200. I'm Afterburner Al.
Paul Pridecker. Al, it's our third day. We've had some tremendous guests the first 2 days. We're midweek, and we're having a great show, so we should just keep that going.
I think we should. We have a full house. We're talking about Operation Gratitude. I'm joined by Rick Siegfried, my friend from many, many years.
I thought I was your friend.
Oh, I'm in a quandary here. Who do I choose? Rick Siegfried, who is the director of Warbirds of America, and he's joined by Bob Warner and Bill Davis of Johnson Financial Group. Welcome.
Well, we're glad to be here.
Yeah.
You know, it was a long 2 years, but man, it couldn't be better. Everybody is so happy to be up here at Oshkosh once again, EAA Air Venture. We're just thrilled. Down, the buzz is high in our area. Everywhere else I've gone, down in Vintage, Ultralight. So we were down there last night watching the Stoll deal. It's fantastic.
It's teeming with activity.
Well, when I drove into the area on Sunday afternoon and I saw campers parked out by Highway 41.
You knew something was up.
I knew we were going to have a good show, for sure. So Rick, if you would, tell our audience about Operation Gratitude.
Well, Operation Gratitude is very important to us. You know, when we all lost Oshkosh last year in Air Venture, and we missed our, we all started coming up here, just as Paul used to say, to see the airplanes. It's the people that keep us coming back. And the people are hugely important to this entire operation. We couldn't at all even think about opening up Air Venture without the volunteers. Down in Warbirds, we're just like everyone else in this, and we wanted to try to do something for our volunteers, so we came up with Operation Gratitude.
You started quite a long time ago, is that right?
For
Operation Gratitude.
Well, Operation Gratitude was a brainchild of over the last 18 months.
Okay.
You know, basically, because how do we do it? How do we properly say thank you? And we came up with the idea of a challenge coin.
Okay.
And describe a little bit about challenge coins. Is a uniquely, not uniquely, but certainly very popular in the military arenas.
Yeah, very popular in the military in general. When you go to a new unit, you go to a new squadron, the brass, the commander welcome you into the squadron with a challenge coin, and they give it, pass it via a handshake, and that's your challenge coin, and you keep it with you at all times. And the fun side of that is, especially when you go to the O Club at the end of the day, if you happen to do that, and you're with your squadron mates or wing mates and unit mates, and you're all in there. If somebody puts the challenge coin down on the bar, everybody else better show up and put their challenge coin on the bar as well. Because if somebody doesn't have their challenge coin, they get to buy a round for the bar.
However, it'd be expensive.
It could be. However, if you put the coin down and everybody has their coin, you just bought the bar a round.
Oh.
So there's risk in asking for that challenge coin.
And some reward.
Without a doubt. And we wouldn't be able to put this challenge coin problem on for our volunteers if it wasn't for the help financially from Johnson Financial Group. And they're here. That's why Bob and Bill are joining us today.
So, Rick, you started out by talking about volunteers, and of course, EAA is so heavily driven by the volunteer groups. I mean, we couldn't have this without the volunteers. And when I think about the EAA slogan, it's a spirit of aviation. All of that is coming from the volunteer efforts. So in the Warbird area, how many are participating in this?
Well, we have over 600 volunteers on the ground doing various jobs, and then we have about 400 airplanes that show up. All of those are, we consider, volunteers, so all of them will get a personal handshake from one of our board of director members. We're just not putting these in a package and sending it to them. We're trying to keep up the tradition of shaking the hand of each and every one of those people and thanking them for their dedication, the fact that they lost last year and are here again this year.
And Bob, with Johnson Financial Group, how did the connection develop? How did you two get together and make a commitment to this?
Yeah, Paul, that's interesting. As you may know, and a lot of your viewers and your listeners may know, Johnson Financial is a full-service financial services company. And a lot of our work is spent in helping people figure out retirement planning and estate planning and investment planning. And one of our focuses over the years has been working with commercial aviators, commercial airline pilots, as they prepare for all of those irrevocable decisions. So we had a long history of working with pilots, and as you know, commercial pilots, a lot of them own their own planes and fly their own planes as well, and they were fans of EAA. So we really got interested in it through our clients. We have clients in 44 states, and we travel quite a bit, as you might imagine, but they travel here every year and love it.
Well, and could we talk about Sam Johnson?
Yeah. Yeah, we sure can. The history of, for your listeners, Johnson Financial goes back into the 40s, and Sam Johnson was a pilot, private pilot, that, of course, everybody knows the story, flying into South America to mine the Caruba wax.
Sure.
For Johnson Wax. That's the same family that owns us, based here in Wisconsin. So there's a long history of the affection for Air Venture and pilots.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah. This is the first year Johnson Financial joined the Warbirds of America in a sponsorship role, and we're just so glad that they stepped up and did it.
So, Bill, is this your first time here, or have you been to...
First time at Oshkosh?
Yes.
No, in fact, it's been too many years, though. I've owned a Cherokee 6, a PA-32-260 for 30 years now.
Classic.
But I last had a chance to get here in 2009, so I'm delighted this time to finally return. And I brought family with me this time, too, and my daughter and granddaughter are loving it here.
Very good. So what's your effort next year? I mean, do you have a sight on...
We want to get... Let me a little bit more about our volunteers down there.
Sure.
All of our flight line, our security people are all going to get one of these challenge coins so they can help remember this year. We're never going to sell these coins. We're never going to distribute them any other time. So they're really important to the volunteers. They've been very well received. You know, you never really know if the... Lady volunteers in the merchandise mart, and then we have men volunteers there too. Non-pilots are really going to appreciate them, and they all do, and it's really an opportunity. Next year, we're going to work for something else to do. We've got ideas in the back of our head. We're not quite ready to execute them, but come next week, we're going to start thinking about those plans.
You may have mentioned this before, but how many volunteers do you have?
We have over 1,000 total, 600 in the ground volunteers and about 400 pilot volunteers.
And because you do, some of your volunteers work in flight operations, how often do you provide trainings, you know, for some of your operations on the field?
Many of the gentlemen and women that bring airplanes into Air Venture spend the weekend prior to this, and actually several times throughout the year, they get together with their groups of similar type aircrafts and go to clinics where they practice formation flying. There's a whole system of, you got to start out with a wing card, which means you're allowed to fly in the wing. Once you have some experience in that several years, you can move up to a leader card, and then you can lead one of the flights. They were practicing down at Dubuque, Iowa, in the North America Trainer Association, in fighters and T-6s. The T-28s were Sheboygan. The Red Stars, I wasn't quite ready for that. They were practicing somewhere, and I believe that the T-34s were up in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So they're trying to be fairly close to Oshkosh, so it's an easy trip in, and they all fly en masse. And that's what we all did on Monday, hopefully to the delight of the listeners of EAA Radio, and we had the Warbird Air Show.
Do you find that the volunteers come back from year to year, or do you get new ones and a little bit of everything?
We hope to have a few new ones and younger ones, and we don't allow volunteers until they're 16 years of age, but we put the young kids to work also just to make sure that they're going to continue volunteer. And we give out 30-year awards. We've had people coming that long to volunteer for us, not just come to the event. My first EAA experience, I was much younger in those days, was actually in Rockford.
You look like you were born at a very early age.
But anyway, so I did go to Rockford a couple times back in the 60s. I've been here continuously, not as long as many of our listeners out there, but since 84, I've been here every year.
That's outstanding.
I was going to ask, what was it like to reconnect with all your volunteers over the break?
This year, it's been very, very busy. I mean, people are just so glad to see each other. We tried to stay in communications. We had many, calls like everybody else did just to stay in contact. And what are we going to do this year? Let's face it, the planning, not knowing what's going on, we had to get together. And how are we going to handle what's going to be different this year after the last 18 months we've been through to to remember how we do our jobs. We train the ground personnel. They had to attend a safety seminar to make sure they remembered how to marshal aircraft. The security people needed to kind of work. They help us direct traffic, do different items. How are they going to run the volunteer kitchen down there? They had to come up with a plan, had to adapt to the guidelines from EAA, the state of Wisconsin, and fortunately the United States of America.
When did you know for sure you were coming?
Well, I knew I was coming.
Last year.
2019, yeah. You know, about the day after it ended.
Yeah.
I bring my whole family up here. My grandkids are here. My daughters are here. My wife is here. And we're here for the week. We have a blast.
Yeah, I think so many people were just, you know, waiting to hear, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And I think once there was word, it opened up the floodgates.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, it's great.
So, Bob and Bill, tell us a little bit more about how you plan to be involved next year.
Well, it's up to Rick, of course. We're just happy to be involved. You know, you just listened to the description of all the volunteers, and any successful organization like this needs a lot of great people involved. And Rick's leadership has just been fantastic. And so we've been very pleased and happy and honored to be part of the program up here at AirVenture, and sponsoring the challenge coins for his volunteers is just a super thing for us to be able to be involved in.
Rick, Bob, and Bill, thanks very much for joining us.
You bet. It's our pleasure. We'll do it again next year when we bring the same team together to announce another fun, fascinating tribute to our volunteers.
Absolutely. You're listening to EAA Radio.